The following be an interview with paramedic. Attending paramedic at a crime scene at Galsworthy and Sheffield, this date. Can you detail to me what occurred from the time you received a call for service, a medical response?
We responded to a shooting victim and were asked to stage. As we pulled up to the staging area, we saw the crime scene off to our left. We saw multiple sheriff personnel walking around and the victim lying face down on the sidewalk. At that time, we were approached by one of the DSOs and advised that the scene was clear to come in. We parked our unit and approached the victim with our equipment, established that he was, we saw one, we asked, he was, like I said, he was face down, handcuffed. We asked him to undo the handcuffs and put them so we could turn him over. Mm-hmm. We saw the one entrance in his neck. We established that he had, he did have a pulse, and he had agonal respirations of about 2 per minute. So we knew he was, you know, still alive, so we started, you know, to work on him. From there, we intubated him. And then fire department got on scene and we continued, we cut his clothes off from the waist up, which exposed multiple leather.
Okay, who did that?
I did.
Okay. Were there any statements made by the decedent? Did he say anything or was he?
He was unconscious the entire time.
Okay, and he was face down?
When we arrived, he was face down, correct.
Okay. Did you see him move at all?
None.
Okay. Did you see a weapon or a firearm?
Yes.
Okay. Where was that?
It was, I'm going to say about 5 feet from him. The deputy on scene did state that there was a firearm on the ground and pointed to it and, you know, advised us not to, you know, move it.
Okay, then what occurred?
We loaded the patient onto our backboard and then onto the gurney and into the back of the ambulance and then basically transported them in to the hospital. Right, to Los Robles, correct.
Okay, how long were you on scene?
From the time we staged to the time we left shows 17 minutes. But at patient's side would be less than that.
Okay, approximately.
I could get our paperwork and let you know exactly.
Okay, how many deputies did you see on scene when you arrived?
I saw, I believe, 3 squad cars and probably 3 deputies.
Did you see the decedent moved in any way prior to you getting there?
No, none.
Okay.
None. We could see him as before we even got out of the ambulance. We saw him on the sidewalk, and he was not moving.
Okay. Where did you stage? Were you on Sheffield or Galsworthy?
We staged on Sheffield and I'd have to look at the map to see what the street name is.
Mm-hmm. Is it
It's the first street. If you were coming off of the street and making a left, you would hit the dead end. So it's the first street.
Okay.
I guess that would be north.
And the engine company 30? was there?
Yes.
Okay. How many fire personnel were there that you saw? Okay. Okay. Who attended the decedent on the way to the hospital?
Myself.
Okay. And what occurred in the ambulance?
I hooked him up to the heart monitor to see what rhythm he had. While we were doing CPR, because of that, by the time we got him into the back of the ambulance, he had lost his pulse. So we started doing CPR actually on the way to the ambulance. We got him in, hooked him up to the monitor to see what rhythm he was in. It's called an idioventricular, which is just, it's a very slow rhythm. So we continued CPR. And I gave him 2 milligrams of epinephrine down his endotracheal tube.
How much?
2 milligrams.
Okay. Okay, you got loaded up and you were administering CPR en route, right?
Correct.
Okay, was he responsive at all?
No, no.
And you came directly to the hospital?
Correct. And we were actually met as we pulled up. We were met by the hospital ER staff at the back of our ambulance. They were the ones that actually opened up the doors, and we unloaded him and brought him into to the trauma room here.
Okay. Okay, anything else you can think of?
No?
The interview concluded as 0550, May 7th, Thursday, 1998. From 0634 on Thursday, May 7th, 1998, Detective McCauley talking to did you receive a call for service on this date?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what time was the call?
It was about 3:15 in the morning.
Okay, and why don't you tell me what type of call it was and what you did?
We responded to a gunshot victim at Galsworthy Street and Holdenkamp Road. We went down. We were asked to stage by the ambulance.
Sheriff.
Sheriff's SCC. Department. SCC, we asked to stage until Sheriff's Department cleared the scene. After it was cleared, we went in. We walked down the street to the victim. The victim was lying on the floor. There was a gun
on the ground?
To him, on the ground.
Okay, how was he laying?
His name, supine.
Okay.
And, there was a gun by his feet, about 3 feet off his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Paramedics were already, sticking a tube down his throat, cutting up his, clothes, and exposing all the gunshot wounds.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting the O2 ready for the paramedics, and soon after that, I started patching up the holes, put them on the backboard, secured them, put them on a gurney, went back to the ambulance, did CPR en route all the way to the hospital. And before.
Okay, you rode in the ambulance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we rode in the ambulance to the hospital. That's when we took him to the operating room.
Okay. What was this person's condition when you first came upon his body?
He was unconscious and bleeding.
Okay. Was he breathing?
No, he wasn't breathing.
Okay. The weapon you saw, what kind of weapon was it?
I can't even tell you that. I don't know
well,
too much
pistol,
about that.
Pistol, shotgun, rifle?
I didn't even really see it. I just remember the sheriff saying, watch it, there's a gun there. And I looked down, happened to look at the gun, and I was carrying the gurney. So
okay.
I just kind of
The man on the ground, was he handcuffed or unhandcuffed when you got there?
He was handcuffed.
Okay. How many paramedics were there?
There was two paramedics.
And how many sheriffs?
Three or four. I don't really recall.
Okay. Ambulance went directly to Los Robles?
Was it Los Robles you went to? Yes, sir.
And who was in the back of the ambulance? The other paramedic?
There was one other paramedic and my captain.
Okay. What type of wounds did you see on the man you were treating?
Wound coming in to the chest area and not fully penetrating. There was that stuff out here, the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
In the back, and I saw wood in here and out here.
Okay. Have you seen gunshot wounds before?
No, sir.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add or forgot to mention? Interview ends May 7th, Thursday, 1998, 0637. Detective McCauley. Detective McCauley, interview with Captain Thursday, 1998, Fire Station. Captain Lindbergh, can you tell me what happened this morning on your call for service to assist the Sheriff's Department? Time of call and how the call came out and what transpired after that.
Fire Department incident number 98-12069, we were responded to a gunshot victim. 03-13-30 in the morning, we were requested to stage at Galsworthy Street and Houghton Camp Road. We arrived in the staging area and went staging. My engineer asked me if we had any further information. The remarks on my dispatch information just said shots fired staging area until advised. We were advised by the ambulance they were staging at Sheffield and Galsworthy, and then advised that they were en route to the scene. They had a traumatic full arrest gunshot victim and asked our ETA. Our ETA was about 30 seconds from that point. They also advised us to enter the scene on the east sidewalk, just east of the ambulance. We did so as my crew entered the scene. I just took a quick look around and assessed the scene safety for the fire department crew. We came in to the actual victim, and we had a male, appeared in his 30s, possibly early 40s, supine on the ground, paramedics on scene treating the victim at that time. He had been intubated, and they were in the process of stripping the patient and locating wounds on the patient. The patient was intubated. I took position at the head of the patient with the AMBU bag and ventilated the patient in a position where I could watch my crew and supervise them at that point, and did so and took orders from the medics as far as treatment of the patient was concerned.
Okay. Did you accompany the decedent to the hospital?
Yes, I did. I was in the ambulance. I maintained the position at the head of the patient with the AMBU bag, and basically rode into the ambulance with the patient, assisted the medic, and assisted my firefighter, who were treating with CPR and some drug therapy as I ventilated the patient.
When you first arrived on the scene, did you see a weapon?
Not when I first arrived on the scene. As a matter of fact, when I was at the head of the patient, I was looking for a weapon. I can only assume that there was possibly a deputy standing in front of it to protect the integrity of that position of the scene. As we moved the patient from the ground up to the gurney, they said there's a weapon behind us. They stood and shielded the weapon. I looked down, and I did see a weapon at that point.
Okay. Did you see a citizen's vehicle or a vehicle around the
I did see a vehicle that could have possibly been the vehicle the decedent hit the... basically, Sheffield is a north-south running, at this point, dead end. It was on the southeast corner of Sheffield at the gate, overlooking the Lucky parking lot. The driver's side door was open. The vehicle was up over the curb. I don't believe that the vehicle was running. I didn't hear it running. But it was basically at an angle pointed into the corner of the dead end.
Okay. When you were directed in, the decedent was supine, and did you see if he was in handcuffs or not?
He was in handcuffs. He was supine. I did notice that his left leg was basically angled at the knee, so he wasn't completely straight. He was in handcuffs. Other than that, that's his basic position, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, and he's already being treated?
He was already being treated.
Okay. What wounds did you see?
As the paramedics removed the clothing from the victim, I saw three remarkable wounds. I saw one, what appeared to be a through-and-through gunshot wound in the left bicep area. I saw what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the left chest about T5 or 6 at the mid-clavicular line, and I also saw a gunshot wound basically midline anterior about 6 inches above the umbilicus or belly button.
Okay.
Further at the hospital, there appeared to be one more wound on the leg as they stripped him there.
Okay. How many sheriff's personnel did you see on scene when you first arrived? You were told?
When I first arrived, there were 5 or 6.
Okay.
Well, the interview concluded at 0646 Thursday, May 7th, 1998. Detective McCauley.